When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Justin, we have a podcast.
Diving deep into all things Texas, both on and off the field. Here's Sean Pendergast.
Welcome to Utopia.
Hey everybody, welcome in. It is a Friday morning preview edition of the Utopia Football Podcast, previewing the Texans and the Chiefs, week 16, Chiefs 13-1, Texans 9-5. Battle of two soon-to-be division champions who are, I won't say locked into where they're going to be playoff-wise, but the Texans are closer to the Chiefs than being locked into where they're going to be. I'd rather be the Chiefs with a little bit of mystery as to whether they're going to be the one seed, as opposed to the Texans, where it's almost a lock that they're going to be the four seed. Nevertheless, these are two teams that if the standings hold up the way they are right now, there's a good chance they see each other again in the postseason. So this is an interesting one on Saturday. Both teams are treating it like they need to win this game. The Chiefs need it more than the Texans do at this point to hold off the Bills for the number one seed in the AFC. The Chiefs two games ahead of the Bills right now. Bills have a really easy schedule the rest of the way, two Patriots games and a Jets game. The Chiefs face three playoff teams, two of them on the road the rest of the way. So, or at least would be playoff teams right now. The Texans, the Steelers, and the Broncos. And they don't hold their tiebreaker with Buffalo. So there's some interesting things at stake in this game. The game got more interesting over the last hour or so. I'm recording this on Thursday afternoon. I wanted to wait to record this until we had some clarity on Patrick Mahomes' situation. And he will play, it sounds like, on Saturday. So we'll see how long he goes for. We'll see if the Texans can have something to say about that. If they get a lot of heat on him during that game, maybe some things change. Patrick Mahomes, of course, suffered a high ankle sprain against the Browns. But as is the case with Mahomes, his ankles are made of some sort of weird nuclear substance that allows him to still play football. You know, they say with the airplane, why don't they just make the airplane out of whatever they make the black box with? I'd say the same thing. Why don't they just make people out of whatever Patrick Mahomes' ankles are made out of? Life would be a whole lot easier medically. Patrick Mahomes is going to play. So let's dig into that. And big weekend of football, man. Just a huge Saturday of football. It's really cool, actually, to have the Texans be part of what I think is a lot of people are touting this as the best day of football all season long. So we'll dig into that as well. For those who don't know, I'm Sean Pendergast, one half of Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. Payne and Pendergast, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. weekdays on Sports Radio 610. I also do pregame and postgame for the Houston Texans on Sports Radio 610. So those are the places you can find me. You can find me on Twitter as well, at Sean T. Pendergast, and on Instagram, at Sean.Pendergast, is where my socials are. So, I'm pumped for this Saturday, man. Three college football playoff games and two NFL games, and they're all kind of woven into each other. That's, you know, one's going to be going on in the backdrop in the background of the other, depending on what your preference is, college or pro. But the SMU Penn State game gets things kicked off at 11 o'clock. Super intriguing. I don't think anybody had SMU on their bingo card for getting into the college football playoff. But here they are, and now they're traveling up to Penn State where it's supposed to snow. So that's one, you know, one of the big advantages of being a northern team and getting these byes this time of year is the weather. So you have a Texas team going up to Penn State. And James Franklin isn't coaching for his job or anything, but I would say the heat would get turned up fairly significantly if you were to lose to SMU at home in a playoff game. James Franklin is not exactly big game, James. So that's at 11 o'clock. Texans at noon. We're going to talk plenty about that in just a minute. And then the next game would be 3 o'clock, Clemson at Texas. Clemson sneaking into the college football playoffs by the sneakiest of sneaky margins. They actually beat SMU in the ACC title game, built a big lead on them. SMU came back. Clemson wins in the end. Clemson was kind of lucky just to get into the ACC title game because Miami was upset by Syracuse. So this will be interesting. Dabo Sweeney has been talking a big game since they got into the playoffs. Like, see, my way works. No transfers. And then, of course, this past week, he goes and starts dipping into the transfer portal. Going up against Texas, where the biggest storyline there seems to be how much rope is Quinn Ewers going to get. It's really weird that a team that's number 5 in the country is having, you know, kind of quarterback questions like that. But when Arch Manning is the guy on the bench, that's what happens. So that's the big question there. I think Texas is going to win that game. That's one that I'm betting. I'm going to bet Texas this weekend. And then you get the late game in the NFL, which is the Ravens and the Steelers, best rivalry in all of the NFL. So that is sweet theater. And then the night game, Tennessee and Ohio State, and Ryan Day, you know, depending on who you talk to, might be coaching for his job. It is pretty wild, man. Penn State and Ohio State, that both of those schools have coaches who are perceived to be on the hot seat who have been super successful. I know neither of them have won a national championship. You know, that they haven't achieved the ultimate success there. But they've both won a ton of games. I truly wonder who Penn State and Ohio State think they're getting that's going to win more and put their schools in the mix to where eventually you win one of these. Jim Harbaugh went forever at Michigan not winning any of them until eventually he won one, you know? So I think that's really intriguing, and I'm glad I'm going to be tied up all day doing Texan stuff until that night game against Tennessee and Ohio State. And if I had to pick one of those three games on Saturday to be able to watch, it would definitely be that one. Tennessee going up to Ohio State to play there. And then, of course, Friday night, the appetizer and the whole thing is Notre Dame and Indiana. I've got a rooting interest in that one, as many of you know. So should be a great Saturday. A lot of people are touting it as the best Saturday, the best day of football this season so far. And it's cool that the Texans are a part of that. A prominent part of that. And I think the NFL is pretty happy with how the matchups on Christmas played out. I think in a perfect world, the Texans probably would have been a little higher up in the pecking order in the AFC, maybe flip-flop them with the Bills. But this is pretty sweet, man. This group of teams, you know, it'll be Texans Chiefs on Saturday. And then obviously Texans Ravens on Christmas. And we'll have a special podcast for that one early next week. Hey, quick reminder before we get into the six pack, houmailbag@gmail.com. If you want to email the show, that's how you do it. houmailbag@gmail.com. And another reminder to hit the subscribe button where whatever mechanism you're using to listen to this podcast, hit the subscribe button and you'll get the podcast automatically. Appreciate that very, very much. All right, we'll get into the pregame six pack here in just a second, just to lay out the particulars on this game. The Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite as I'm recording this. The line all season long has been around 4, 4.5 when Mahomes went down with his ankle injury. Some sites were bold enough to put Texans -2.5, -3 out there with the assumption that Carson Wentz was going to play. I would imagine those sites are a little nervous right now that they've got a bunch of tickets out there for people who may have backed the Chiefs at +3. And now you're getting points at home with Patrick Mahomes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd have been more nervous if it was a couple of years ago when the Chiefs just ruined people. Now, you know, this game could go either way. These two teams in many ways are mirror images of each other, which sounds crazy to say that you're talking about the Texans comparing them to the Chiefs. And obviously the records are very different, but that's because the Chiefs close the deal when it's a one score game all the time. The Texans do most of the time close the deal. The Texans are very good in one score games. The Chiefs are immortal in one-score games, at least over the last year and a half. So, but their scoring totals are almost identical. The Chiefs have scored 329 points this year. The Texans have scored 328 points this year. Both of them have pieces on offense where you go, okay, they're better than what their numbers say, or at least they've got more talent than what their numbers say. For the Texans, in their case, in the skill positions they do, and they've got talent along the offensive line, too. They just can't put it together. But I think the two teams are very similar. I do think it's going to be a close game. I do think it's going to be fairly close to the vest and low scoring. I'll give you my prediction at the end of the six-pack. But for now, let's get into the storylines, the people, and the things that are going to determine the outcome of this football game in Kansas City on Saturday morning. Noon kickoff here in Houston. You can catch the game on Sports Radio 610. Pre-game gets started at 9 a.m. And on TV, I believe it is on NBC, is where you're going to find this game on television. So let's do the pregame six-pack. We do 6 cans. 5 of them are storylines. 1 of them's a prediction. We start with the first one, and that is the edge rush of the Houston Texans. The Chiefs have a banged-up offensive line right now. They have Joe Tooney, normally a guard, playing left tackle, and they're banged up on the offensive line. This part of the Texans, the edge rush for the Texans, that's been the best thing this team's had going for it all season long. Even when Will Anderson missed time, you still had Danielle Hunter in there. Danico Autry was in there for a little bit. And Derek Barnett's given them good snaps this year. By far, this is the best thing. I will say by far. The secondary's been really good, too. The two are kind of tied together. But of the things you're going to hang your hat on a road playoff game, I think that edge rush is going to travel. I think the other thing to factor in is Mahomes' hindered mobility. I won't call it lack of mobility. He still finds a way to do his little tippy-toe thing around even when he's got a bad ankle. But Mahomes is a guy who can – he's slippery, man. He's slippery, and it doesn't matter whether he's rolling to his right or his left. He can still throw at every arm angle with velocity. So I think the edge rush for the Texans is a huge factor in this football game. The ability to get after Patrick Mahomes, a gimpy Patrick Mahomes, will be very, very big. And that plays into my second can, which is the turnover train. No team has been better at turning the opposition over the last couple of months than the Houston Texans. Since a 3-game stretch earlier this year. I think it was weeks 3, 4, and 5. Minnesota, Jacksonville, Buffalo, where they forced no turnovers in any of those games. Zero turnovers. They forced 25 turnovers since then. So since week 6, the Texans have turned the opposition over 25 times. They're third in the league in turnover margin right now. I think the pass rush I just talked about plays into that in so much as you could get some strip sacks, maybe a fumble from Patrick Mahomes along the way. If at the very least, make things cluttered for him and muddy and force some errant throws. Mahomes has been better about protecting the football over the last month, month and a half. He's only thrown two interceptions over maybe the last half dozen games or so. They were both to Buffalo. But he was off to an awful start at protecting the football this year. His numbers were extremely pedestrian for the first month, month and a half of the season. So maybe somewhere in there is the early season Patrick Mahomes. But the combination of the pass rush and then the secondary, man, Kalen Bullock is coming into his own. He's got 5 picks, probably should have 2 or 3 more. Derek Stingley Jr. was the AFC Defensive Player of the Week after a multi-interception game against the Dolphins. I think Kamari Lassiter's been excellent. The only scary thing is the lack of depth. And Jimmy Ward's been really good, too. Jimmy Ward had a pick 6 a few weeks ago against the Titans, and Jimmy Ward's been good. I think the only thing that's a little scary is that you're talking about players. Other than Bullock, you're talking about the 3 other players who at various times, Stingley not this year, but certainly in his first 2 years, Lassiter this year and Jimmy Ward last year and this year, injury issues. You know, so I'm concerned about the lack of depth. You know, no Jalen Petrie back there. That hurts. But this Texans offense, especially going against a good defense like Kansas City's, they're going to need some short fields like they did last week against Miami. And you get those via turnover. Turnover in the return game, man. Should have put Tank as his own little mini can, 2.5. Tank in the return game. Should have put that in there. So I'm putting it in there now. Tank in the return game. Tank's going to break one here at some point. All right. Can number 3. Over to the offensive side for the Texans. Nico Collins versus Trent McDuffie. I know Nico had a couple of touchdowns. We cannot have another 4-catch, 17-yard game from Nico Collins. When this offense is moving, when it's getting more than 188 yards or whatever it was against the Dolphins, it's because Nico Collins is getting open and doing things on third down for this team. So Nico Collins versus Trent McDuffie, I think it's this week's version of Nico Collins and Jalen Ramsey last week. Marquee matchup against what I think is one of the best receivers in football, going against one of the best cornerbacks in football. And hopefully, the Chiefs are banged up on the back end right now at the cornerback position. And maybe if Nico is, if he's attracting Trent McDuffie, if Trent McDuffie's following him, maybe this opens things up for some of the other guys. Maybe this is a game where Tank Dell is able to break out, or Dalton Schultz is able to get, you know, 6 catches for 75 yards, something like that. But the Nico Collins, Trent McDuffie battle is absolutely one to watch. That is can number 3. Can number 4. Chris Jones, one of the best interior defensive linemen in the sport, completely disruptive. Motor wanes from time to time. He doesn't give everything on every snap, but the snaps he does give it on, and in big, big moments in games, he comes up huge. This is a huge test for the interior of the Texans' offensive line. The newly reshuffled prior to last week, interior of the offensive line. Tytus Howard at left guard. He'll be there again. Jared Patterson at center. Shaq Mason at right guard. Got to keep Chris Jones from wrecking the game. If there's a Chief who can wreck this game, you know, similar to Jeffrey Simmons in week 12, Micah Parsons in week 11, others, you know, Josh Hines Allen, I think, in week 13. If there's a defensive game wrecker, it's beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's Chris Jones. So the interior of the offensive line has to continue to make progress. I was okay with some of the things they did last week. In the pass protection, it wasn't terrible. The run game was pretty terrible. But the main thing is keeping C.J. Stroud upright and keeping Chris Jones off of him. That is can number 4. Can number 5, Lady Luck. Lady Luck, if you are playing a close game with the Kansas City Chiefs in the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game, expect weird things to happen. The Chiefs are undefeated in one score games this season, in no small part because of two things. One, they do have a clutch gene. There's a reason they've won three Super Bowls. They've got Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. Those guys are not this season overall what they've been in seasons past, but in big moments, they're exactly what they've been in seasons past. That's number one. So I want to give credit where credit is due. That said, some fucked up shit has happened in Chiefs games this year. Weird penalties at weird times. The Raiders snapping the ball off the quarterback's face because there was a miscommunication in field goal range at the end of the game. Ball recovered by Kansas City. 2 weeks ago when Kansas City, the kicker, the replacement kicker, Wright, I think was his last name, boinks a ball off the upright. It goes in to win a game against the Chargers. So you got to be cognizant that this is a team that makes its own breaks, but gets a lot of breaks as well. So you got to know that if you're on defense, you got to be disciplined. You know, they're probably going to get some calls. You got to be focused. Don't give them the opening to allow Lady Luck, that whore, to stroll in like she has 13 times or 12 times, whatever it is this year for the Chiefs. They're a good team. Without Lady Luck, they would still probably be leading that division. Don't get me wrong. Second place in that division right now is the Broncos at 9-5. So Lady Luck, I don't think, has won four games for them this year. She's won at least three that I can think of. So just something to be aware of, man. If you're going to be in a close game at the end of the game here, and these teams both, that's all they do is play close games. Man, be on your P's and Q's, Texans. Be on your assignments. Be focused. All right, that's number five. Lady Luck. Whore. All right, my prediction. Number six. My prediction is Chiefs 20, Texans 19. So I got a cover, but a loss for the Texans. And I'll tell you what, depending on how that looks, they walk out of there in a close game with the Kansas City Chiefs, I'll feel okay. You know, as long as it's not something that they blew by making stupid mistakes, bunch of penalties and things like that, bunch of chunk plays that are the only thing that kept the Chiefs in the game. So I caveat this by saying I need to see how it looks, but if they get into a tussle, if they cover the number in this game, if they're inside of a field goal with the Chiefs, then I'm going to feel good. And then come back here on Christmas and beat the Ravens at home. So 20-19 Chiefs. That's my prediction in this game. All right. Again, a reminder, houmailbag@gmail.com. If you want to send me an email, Christmas greetings are fine. If you want to send those, that would be beautiful. I love getting Christmas greetings. As you can see, very festive home here in the background that Amy has made for me here. Got my WrestleMania Christmas hoodie on. I'm here for the season, man. Subscribe, rate, and review the podcast as well. Big thanks to Anthony Irwin, my producer, for getting the podcast out to each and every one of you on a timely basis. Until Sunday will probably be when you get the recap of what hopefully is a win over the Chiefs. So until this weekend, enjoy all the football. It's going to be great. This is America, man. This is why we are Americans. Football days like Friday and Saturday and Sunday this weekend. So enjoy it. We'll see you later this weekend. Go Texans. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Peace.